Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
A chance to drive Volvo's soon-to-be-launched XC40 plug-in hybrid, a difficult test for the petrol XC40s are just so impressive, our best-selling compact prestige SUVs. I rather like hybrids, but the plug-in models are rather tedious for what they offer. In this case, 46 kilometres of motoring in pure electric mode, barely enough for the daily commute, or in hybrid mode, the flexibility of a 1.3-litre turbo three-cylinder petrol engine coupled to an electric motor and 10.7 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery. Volvo quoting economy of 2.2 litres per 100, although I managed just under 4.6. To me, the plug-in hybrid is a transitionary model, with Volvo's first full electric car, the XC40 Pure Electric, due here around the middle of next year. The plug-in hybrid at $64,990 is $8,000 dearer to the 2-litre turbo petrol XC40 T5R design automatic. Yes, it offers considerably better economy, but only for a short time, and then there's the inconvenience factor of charging for around 5 hours for just 46 kilometres of pure electric power. To me, unless you've got a certain green bent, the plug-in hybrid offers little for another $8,000 and a lot of inconvenience. As I said earlier, the problem for Volvo is the 2-litre turbo petrol Volvo XC40s are just so impressive by comparison. I'm David Berthon.